Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's episode is entitled, We Are Called to Walk in Newness of Life. Did you know that Jesus prepared 30 years for 3 years of ministry? We have in both the Gospel of Matthew and in the Gospel of Luke, genealogies that tell us of his pedigree. In Matthew, we have the genealogy of Joseph. In Luke, we have the genealogy of Mary. Both Joseph and Mary were of royal ancestry, or royal backgrounds. And so, because of an incident that happened in the book of Jeremiah through the Joseph line, the Joseph line was cursed, and so Jesus could not inherit the throne of Israel through the line of Joseph, but he could through the line of Mary, which is recorded for us once again in the Gospel of Luke. He was born a king. He has the ancestry of a king. He has a forerunner who comes before him and announces that he indeed is coming. And he is baptized in the Jordan by his forerunner, who is also his cousin. The Holy Spirit comes down. Heaven is open. The Holy Spirit comes down in the form of a dove. And to show that this one, this anointed one, is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is Jesus the Messiah. Immediately thereafter, he is driven by the Spirit of God into the wilderness, where he is tempted under the devil. The Greek word is hupo. He is tempted under the devil. And please note that during this wilderness encounter with the enemy, Jesus is filled with the Spirit of God. He is filled with the Spirit. And so he has provided a model for you and I. He knows the Word of God, and he is filled with the Spirit of God. During this time under the Satan, he will experience intense pressure. Temptation is about pressure. The pressure applied is to get one to act outside of the will of God. In Genesis 3, we see adroit and intense pressure and very cunningly devised pressure. You know what happens. And so Jesus, throughout his public ministry, is filled with the Spirit of God. He does not merely sit in the temple waiting for individuals to come to him. He goes out and he is involved in the everyday affairs of the people. He sees the sick, the everything that makes him strong. He is there and the first person to witness what it is that human body like. In fact, he grew up in this part of understanding, being around people, keeping conversation, being part of a conflict, etc. So he saw this. When we get to the end of the Gospel of Luke, beginning of verse 52, chapter 22, he was in the upper room, his disciples. We read in verse 3 that Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, or the man of Iscariot. And he also in verse 58 of 22 31, Jesus said, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. So this intense actions are happening during his passion. Jesus is betrayed by both religious authorities and political authorities. He is sent to the cross, which was reserved Roman citizens of Agrarian society, the head of Catholic tribes. Crucifixion was reserved for foreigners, so to crucify. And we also learned that this was a curse if anyone hangs on the tree. He's died to give us a new life. So we get to Romans chapter 6. Paul writes these words. Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live no longer through Christ Jesus, you and I have victory over sin. There are three tenets to our salvation. We have the same penalty of sin. We are being saved from powers, and we will be saved from the presence of our Savior. Verse 3. Know you not that so many of us as are baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are conjointly buried with him by baptism into the death, that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in this time. When the individual has been regenerated by the Spirit of God, the individual is also simultaneously baptized into the body of Christ. And many other positional truths happen at the moment of salvation. The individual has a brand new life in Christ. Life that seeks is Christ's own life. His own life. We are now, we retain theos, our biological life. Now we also have, which some, which one what it means to have the Messiah's, the highest blessedness of the preacher. We have so we have eternal bliss through Christ Jesus. And so, because we were co-crucified co-buried with him, we were also co-raised with him. We have a super conjoint relationship with Jesus that is eternal. Verse 4, after the colon. That, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, the purpose clause, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And we have this through Christ Jesus. This is what God has prepared for us. Not only that we should he has prepared good works that we should walk in them, but God has prepared this wonderful life for us in Christ Jesus. And notice, he doesn't say this new religious life. He writes in newness of life. This is beyond religious ritual. This is beyond touch not, taste not, do not. This is beyond any type of asceticism. This is God's own life that he has given us through Christ Jesus. Yes, indeed, it is a sacred life. It is a wonderful life. It is a life filled with God's own peace. We receive peace with God, and then we are also given the peace of God, God's own peace that he has enjoyed for all of eternity. We receive all of God. We receive who he is. We receive wonderful blessings because we are united with Christ Jesus. These truths must go beyond one's cognitive identity, and they must be made real in one's heart. Well, how does this happen? When the individual reads the Word of God and believes by faith the truth that he or she has read or studied, then by faith, that truth that is believed becomes usable in the life of the believer as epinosis. That is a knowledge gained by experience. It is called epinosis. It is now in the life of the person. And this is why we must study the Word of God, and we must be spirit-filled, so that when we study vigorously, tirelessly, and let me use this word too, relentlessly, when we study the Word of God in a very powerful manner, and we believe the truth of the word as presented to us, then we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and in the epinosis or the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is how our love for him grows too. When we study his word, when we really grab hold, then we will really grab hold onto what it means to walk in newness of life. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.